And welcome back to Brad and Dan. And, of course, Brad was at the big opening, as I was, for the ballpark, Dunkin' Donuts Park, on Thursday night. And among those also at the ballpark, and we have the opportunity to chat with him one day after the opening of the ballpark, is Joe Mock, who's got a website, baseballparks.com. And he also is a freelance writer for USA Today. And, Joe, first of all, welcome to Brad and Dan.
Dan, I'm really happy to be on with you. Thanks.
Now, you have been, first of all, to every ballpark at the major and minor league level. So let's start there. Tell our audience about that.
Well, sure. You know, it's interesting. When USA Today asked me to start writing for them a few years ago, they said, well, you know, we always, for our columnists and writers, we have a little blurb at the bottom of their articles that says something about you. And so we worked on what they would say about me, and we decided the interesting thing about me was that there are 203 professional ballparks in use, and I've been to all 203 of them. So that counts, you know, the 30 major league parks. There's now 23 spring training parks. You count the affiliated minor league parks around the country. It adds up to 203. And yes, I've been to them all. I finally checked off number 203 about, I think it was like 4 years ago, when I went to Grand Junction, Colorado, and saw the Rockies Pioneer League team there. Of course, some of the players here for the Yard Goats played in Grand Junction. I probably saw them play when I was there. But now I'm kind of in maintenance mode, you know. I get to the new ones, but it's not just the new ones. I try to get to maybe 50 or 60 different ballparks a year to see them because, you know, I'm always looking for fresh material for my baseballparks.com website. I'm always doing interviews and gathering information for the things that we write about at USA Today. I'll tell you, probably the most interesting thing, at least from a reader standpoint, is about the food that's at ballparks. You know, one of the first assignments that USA Today gave me was to write about all 30 major league parks and rank them. Okay, so we did a series of articles. I actually did 30 of those, and we were only about two or three into the series when the editor said, all the readers say they want you to write more about the food. And I'm going like, but I like to write about the history and the architecture and you know, why the ballpark was put where it was. Like, no. Talk about the crazy things they put on hot dogs and hamburgers at that ballpark. Okay, so I had to make myself into a food critic and start writing about that. So, yes, I like the architecture. Part of the story. I like the backstory of how ballpark came to be. But yes, the game day experience is also really important to me. And that includes concessions, you know, the Yard Goats. Oh, my gosh, they're off the charts with the quality of their food at Dunkin' Donuts Park. But that's part of the story that I like to write about.
So you walked and you measured with your smartwatch 11,000 steps around Dunkin' Donuts Park on opening night. What's your take on the ballpark?
I could not be more impressed. You know, after seeing them all, it kind of takes a lot to impress me. You know, I go to a lot of new stadiums that are new for the people who are local, and I get that. But I see a lot of things that I've already seen in other ballparks. That's not true here in Hartford. When I look at Dunkin' Donuts Park, I see so many aspects of the physical plant, the structure of the ballpark that I have not seen elsewhere. And that excites me. I love visiting ballparks. Obviously, it's a passion of mine, obviously. But to see things that are not in other ballparks, I love the double deck, you know, right field stands here. I think that's fascinating, and that they curl around the bullpen, I think, is fascinating. And the part behind the batter's eye where there are things for kids. And last night there was even a live goat there. I mean, there are things that I have never seen in baseball before that are here built into this ballpark. And it's not just new for news' sake. It's new because it's better, because it's innovative, because it's fun, because it serves the fans' interest. And I think the baseball fans of this area are going to really enjoy discovering this ballpark and all of its various facets, which you can't take in just one game. I mean, it's going to take several visits here to really get a feel for all the where all the different concession stands are, all the different vantage points to take your selfie from, you know, all those kind of things. There's so much to see and do here. I'm just fascinated with it.
Now, of all the ballparks you've visited, do you have a favorite? We'll take it major league and minor league.
Okay, sure. Well, and you know, and that actually was the first assignment that USA Today gave me, was ranking the ballparks. My top three are, that's not all that controversial. A lot of people would say that this is their top three, but I have San Francisco is my number three favorite ballpark. I have Pittsburgh as my number two, and Wrigley Field in Chicago is my number one. Although I kind of flip back and forth between number one and number two. A lot of the renovations that the Cubs have made to Wrigley Field, I think, take away from some of the aspects of Wrigley that people love, the old-time feel, now that there are huge video boards and they're blocking the view from the rooftops, you know, across the street from the outfield and all that kind of stuff. So I kind of go back and forth between Wrigley and PNC Park in Pittsburgh as my favorite in the majors. But those are my three favorites. But in the minors, I'm glad you asked about that, because not a lot of people, you know, focus on the minor league ballparks like I think they should. You know, my favorites among the AAA ballparks, of course, they're bigger and more is spent on them and everything, are probably Columbus, Ohio, Louisville, El Paso, Charlotte, I think are probably my four favorites in AAA baseball. But I'll tell you, my two favorite AA ballparks are both in the Eastern League, and that's Altoona and Hartford. This has, you know, jumped from not being on the charts at all to the top. So, I mean, that I would say that Altoona and Hartford are my number one and two of the 30 AA parks.
You know, you talk about the Major League ballparks, and at one point, as you know, Dodger Stadium was the creme de la creme, and I can't believe it is now the third oldest park in all of Major League Baseball, Joe.
Very true, Dan, but when the new ownership came on board several years ago, they decided, okay, there are a lot of things that we want to improve in Dodger Stadium. And let's not do it over, oh, I don't know, 3 or 4 years like most teams would do. Let's do it all now. And so they hired somebody who's kind of a god of sports architecture. Her name is Janet Marie Smith. She was behind the original design for Oriole Park at Camden Yards, transformation of the Olympic Stadium into Turner Field in Atlanta, Fenway renovations for their centennial. So they brought in Janet Marie Smith, and I interviewed her. She gave me a four-hour tour of Dodger Stadium, if you can believe that you could take 4 hours touring one sports facility. But we did it all and saw everything. And she told me that the team spent over $100 million in one offseason making changes. You go there now, and I was just there for the World Baseball Classic Championship, which was a really fun event. And you go there now, and it's not like it was going there 5-10 years ago. Wider concourses, much larger restrooms, much broader concession choices. It's not just Dodger dogs anymore. Much larger souvenir stores, because there used to not be very many square feet devoted to all those kind of things. So, yes, I mean, that's kind of the story of stadiums. You know, they get a couple of decades old. That's not time to tear them down and start over, but they need tender, loving care. They need to be updated. And so, you know, I give the Dodgers a lot of credit. They spent their own money, you know, doing these renovations. But that's kind of the story of sports facilities today, is that they need renovations to keep them up to date with what the fans want and keep them structurally sound and those kind of things. But I'm glad you brought up Dodger Stadium, because that's a really good example of what is needed in today's sports facilities.
Final question. We're talking with Joe Mock, baseballparks.com, also writes for USA Today. What motivated you to pursue this traveling around to every ballpark?
I wish I could tell you that I had a conversion event that, you know, made me go from hating baseball to loving it, but it's been my whole life. When I was a little kid, I used to convince my parents to go on a different route on vacation so that, you know, well, if we go this way to the beach, then I can take pictures of the baseball stadium in this city or that city. And so I built up a whole, you know, just photo albums of baseball park pictures that I had. And when the internet came along in 1997, I remember the year very well, because the fall of that year is when the World Wide Web came on the scene. No one knew understood what it was, but I bought the name baseballparks.com. So I just bought it so I could have kind of an online way of having my photo albums out there. Well, I found out really quickly that baseball fans think more highly of the facilities where their favorite sport is played than the fans of other sports. And I think it has to do with the fact that they're not all the same. You know, the dimensions are not the same. The seating capacities are not the same. And so, I find it endlessly fascinating the differences that exist even in double-A baseball or Major League Baseball or spring training or whatever. There's radical differences, and I find the differences very interesting. And thankfully, readers of baseballparks.com and what I write in USA Today and everything, they find it interesting too. So that keeps me going.
Check him out and check out his website, baseballparks.com. Joe, thanks very much for joining us.
Dan, my pleasure. Thanks.